Hello everybody, Selko here. First, I want to thank you actually for following Toby and me here on Patreon. Second thing I need to mention is this is my first audio here, and I need to remind you and to warn you actually that I live in quite live and fluid neighborhood, so there might be sounds in background. Okay, plan is to make this audio to expand a bit more on 5 points to note that are really important in my opinion. Top 5 things to note. So my first thing was sharp polarization between those who obey and those who are troublemakers. What do I mean with this? It is quite simple, actually. In any society, there are people who are marked as people who obey and people who are marked as troublemakers. If we are living in normal, let's say, democratic society with all rights and freedoms, those who obey can be common law-obeying citizens, and those troublemakers can be criminal elements. Now, if society is changing, or if society is deteriorating in some points, those who obey and those who are troublemakers are different. So suddenly, a normal law obeying guy can be marked as a troublemaker. So with this, when I say people who obey and people who are troublemakers, I do not necessarily mean that troublemaker is are bad guys. I'll use here a few examples. Two topics: vaccines and the latest politic events in your environment are made so hard polarization and so sharp polarization that clearly divided society on those who obey and those folks are good and want good society, and troublemakers who are almost marked as a terrorist. And at the end, it is always like how media portray event. Vaccines are other example. So suddenly you find yourself marked as a troublemaker, and you are not even as a common man or woman. You might not even be sure what's all fuss about. Until you one day are get even arrested and prosecuted. That is really a bad sign, and let's face it, we are already there. Now, I'm still talking about first point, where that lead us, actually. It can lead us to something that I mentioned many times before. It leads us to dehumanization, fear, and hate. And once you have that, many even worse things are possible. Why? Because when you dehumanize one group of people, for most other people, they are not even human anymore. So you can force people to do whatever they want to that group, and it is usually bad things, and we all see that happen in history, when a lot of people simply dehumanize one group of people and try to destroy it. Now, what is real problem here, and again, this is still number one thing. As a result of all this polarization, dehumanization, fear and hate, there are a lot of common folks who will be ready to agree with bad and even evil policies or orders from the government when things becoming really bad. It is not when bad folks get arms and go to the street. No, things are starting to get bad when common folks do not care. When the majority of common folks do not care for bad things that are happening outside. That is the start of real SHTF event. Number two, absence and shortages of goods and prices sharply going up. A lot of things become luxury items for most of the folks. First, what is luxury for us? For someone it is expensive alcohol drinks or jewelry or gold or whatever. I'm talking here about, and this is again example, you are get so used to eat fruit from the far side of far side from the of the world, because it is getting delivered to you through whole complicated system of delivery. We are witnessing that delivery system is not being yet not failing yet, but it is getting more and more let's say complicated. I believe that a complicated delivery system might break down. And when it breaks down, all those things that you consider like normal, for example, fruit from the, I don't know, Brazil or vegetables, is going to be impossible to have, because even if transport is going to be possible, it is going to be so expensive that is then it will become a luxury. Now, in any situation, you can get things if you have enough power / money. But here I'm talking about common folks. Common folks will have more and more things that will for them be luxury items, and because of that, it for them it will be impossible to get. One more result of that is not necessary need to be bad, is that the world is getting kind of smaller in terms of everything will be more local. So if you see yourself, if you plan some proper future for yourself, this is time. If you did not do that before, this is time to learn more about growing food. Also, this number two is connected to something that I also mentioned all the time: circles. We are moving from bigger circles to smaller circles. That circle, that movement of the circle, always ends to you and your family and your home. It is not yet there, but it is smart. It is smart for you to start to think in those terms of that small circle right now, before situation it gets there. Number three, further shrinking between nations and states worldwide, and sharp rise of fundamentalism and hate. It is worldwide event. If I want to simplify it here, I would say that it's a situation where everybody thinks only for itself. And again, it is about circles. So I believe we are going to see less and less worldwide help and compassion, if that makes sense to you. because as troubles and problems grows in each nations and country, we are most of the people are going to turn the head from others to their country alone. Again, it is about those circles. Circles are going in direction of smaller and smaller circles. All these are common signs of bad situation coming. Number four, rise of oppressive governments worldwide and rise of people who will support them. This number four, you can really connect with number one, sharp continuation of polarization between those who obey and those who are troublemakers. Oppressive governments. I wrote long time ago many articles about this what we call oppressive government. Oppressive government do not show up immediately, do not show up from some strange dimension from the space. Usually, oppressive governments are welcomed or choosed. People choose that oppressive government, and they even welcome that oppressive government. Of course, that government will not have signed "We are oppressive." That government will have sign that they are here to save the situation. They are here to save economy. They are here to save the situation, to get rid of people of hate and everything. So most of the folks will bring that oppressive government on their shoulders to reality. And all this also happened through the history. This is not something that will happening first time now. Sign or mark words of that government is that they will say, like, we are the only guys who can save the situation. And usually they are just using the whole situation to take all of your freedoms and rights and to become exactly that oppressive government. Again, this is not something that is happening only in your neighborhood. This is, I believe, this is worldwide trend in coming years, because many again of those common folks are sick and tired, and they are going to be consciously or subconsciously even ready to be stripped down of some of their freedoms and rights to government, in order to government solve their all their problems. And that's very bad. You should never voluntarily give your rights and freedoms to any government, however that government sounds and looks good and nice and life-saving. Number five is economic depression. I don't even need to explain this further. All points above are completely logical with this number five. What I want to mention, one more thing here. In comments, comments are good, but what I like in one comments, Fred Lycan mentioned that. Thank you, Fred. That he expecting. In his number five Black Swan event, one more straw will break the camel's back. I agree very much with you, Fred. All of this above, these 5 points, are happening more or less worldwide. So somewhere is better or on some place is worse. But if this situation continue, as much as this situation going to last more and more, there is a bigger opportunity of that black swan event, or one event that will bring us to full-blown SHTF situation. So you can think that you are living for last 2 years in very bad situation. Some of your rights are being taken. You are in poor situation because you don't have job and stuff like that. And of course that's bad. But maybe there is one more event on horizon that will bring all that to full-blown SHTF event. That event can be a lot of things, and as I mentioned before, it doesn't even have to be huge event. It can even be that small event that will tip everything over the edge. This is my opinion about these five notes, five things to note. And thank you for listening to me.